The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This got by me while on vacation recently, but it's a true logical gem. Kudos to Ray Williams for sharing this. It bears repeating. Maybe Obama will put to sleep his agenda to change our free country into socialism, but it's unlikely. As the late Adrian Rogers said, quote, "You can't multiply wealth by dividing it," unquote. An economic professor at a local college made a statement that he had never failed a single student, but recently he failed an entire class. That class had insisted that Obama's socialism worked and that no one would be poor and no one would be rich. And that's a great equalizer. The professor then said, "Okay, why don't we have an experiment in this class on Obama's plan? All grades will be averaged and everyone would receive the same grade. So no one would fail and no one would receive an A. After the first test, the grades were averaged and everyone got a B. The students who studied hard were upset, and the students who studied little were happy. As the second test rolled around, the students who studied little had studied even less, and the ones who studied hard decided they wanted a free ride too, so they studied little. The second test average was D, like in dumb. No one was happy. When the third test rolled around, the average was an F, like in fail. As the tests proceeded, the scores never increased, as bickering, blame, and name-calling all resulted in hard feelings, and no one would study for the benefit of anyone else. All failed, to their great surprise, and the professor told them that socialism would also ultimately fail because when the reward is great, the effort to succeed is great. But when government takes all the reward away, no one will try or want to succeed. It could not be any simpler than that. Remember, there is a test coming up within the next 5 months. The midterm election in 2010. Don't forget to vote. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.